Lake Effect Weekend now in our Project Milwaukee Help Wanted series. I'm Mitch Tyke. The skills and employment gap is a complex set of problems. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz set out on an equally complex path to discover how green jobs figure into the equation and how they might figure into the city's future. Susan's journey led her to Stephen Mahan. He heads the City of Milwaukee's Community Development Grants Office. It's his job to leverage funding from federal to local to improve challenged neighborhoods and create jobs. Mahan took Susan out on a tour of some of the city's projects and the skills and jobs it's working to create. They head to the KK River on Milwaukee's south side.
We're going to a place right now, MMSD, Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District, let a contract for deconstruction in 2010. A lot of competition. But to be able to be approved for a winning bid, had to agree that there would be a residential preference. There were 16 positions, but of course these positions also required you to have certain certifications, definitely lead and asbestos. When you're talking about deconstructing a building, you could bump up against anything, and anybody who was there needed to be able to identify and to be able to address anything that was hazardous within these properties. So of those 16, 14 of those individuals were graduates from the Milwaukee Builds program, and that was a testament that we're doing the right thing.
Milwaukee Builds clearly tops Mahan's list of programs that work. Now pushing into its fifth year, the project fuses training and roll-up-your-sleeves serious work. Mahan believes its success stems from local buy-in, figuratively and financially.
Public and private, that's huge. That's not just a collaboration, that's deliberate alignment of funding. Mm-hmm. When you say, how can you help us find funds for a jobs coach? You know, we've got the money for the brick and mortar. We've got the money for over here for the positions for the training costs. How do we wrap around services that service the whole of that individual to make sure that they don't fail? You know, or if they do fail, it's extenuating circumstances outside of what we've done.
We arrive at our Kinnikinnick destination.
We're on the site of on 9th and Harrison, where one of the homes that was purchased and deconstructed.
Water is flowing along the channelized river, and in fact, we spot salmon pushing their way as far upstream as concrete will allow. With time, crews will be removing the artificial riverbed, as well as homes sited dangerously close to its flow. Mahan says that's where deconstruction and trained workers come in.
Deconstruction is definitely different than demolition. A lot of the houses, the bricks were recommissioned. The flooring was recommissioned and sold. A lot of the roofing was also sold to a company that grinds it down and creates a new product. The windows, the glass, even the concrete was repurposed.
Mahan boasts, like a new parent, of growth among Milwaukee Builds trainees beyond the training the program supplies.
They tend to stretch out and start taking their own MATC courses for cabinet making and things to expand their skill set on their own. And that's been huge. And MATC, we're working in a city with one of the best premier technical colleges.
We head across town to the Harambe neighborhood off North Avenue. Mahan wants to show off an older crew led by community partner Northcott Neighborhood House.
Youth Build has always been around, but we started seeing the need. Here we are, we have youth building homes, and you look around the neighborhood, who's watching but able-bodied adults? And so we said, look, we have to find a way to get them involved also. And that's where Milwaukee Builds fell into. So you can fluctuate between adult build and youth build depending on your crews that you have. But overall, it's really come together.
Is there one nagging complexity that you think could be simpler or that could make things way more effective?
As much as you want, and as much as we do have input from the private sector, more input from them would be even better. For more industry sectors to say, this is exactly what we need in an employee, and dedicate one of their employees to be a part of the training component. And that's a lot. That's asking a lot. But if you want a qualified employee, what you're going to have is the trainers that are going to be working with them directly as their supervisors. That's a wish, you know, a wish that is doable, but it doesn't happen as often. And, you know, and maybe it's the marketing of these programs to say, this is what we're doing, and if you want to pick from these individuals, this is your chance to come in and to train them the way that you would want to see your workforce look like. That's not a knock on them. It's just a, it's that connection has not been made at the level that we need it to be made to get the amount of people we want hired.
How much do you think jobs that have an environmental scope or what we call green, is that going to be a big piece of what builds Milwaukee jobs as the years go on?
I think right now green is being defined, but green is definitely in reuse. And Milwaukee has had its age of housing stock is you know, averages in and around the 72 years, I think 69 years old for most of its housing stock. But it's quality stock that deserves to be preserved if possible. So is there a way to maintain and keep some of that structure and with the right people to be able to bring it back to life? So green is going to be expanded in many different ways.
Mahan's mini tour of Milwaukee Build projects took us to a couple of isolated neighborhoods. With enough time, along with a stream of federal and local funding, Mahan envisions wide sweeps of the city being renewed.
The CDBG target area is what it's called by HUD. It's the HUD neighborhood. And there's a lot of acronyms now. So it's a Neighborhood Revitalization Strategic Area, or what we call NARZA. The NARZA allows us to spend funds within that target area. And for the city of Milwaukee, the NARZA targeted area encompasses 78% of the city's landmass.
Think about that.
Yes. So that says Milwaukee is a city of need.
The city grants administrator admits not everyone agrees with his vision, but the way Mahan sees it.
Milwaukee has a high unemployment rate. With the rate that it is now, you can expect to see highs and lows. And businesses are also right now figuring out, hey, am I laying off or am I going to grow to get into another industry to be able to keep my business afloat? One of the businesses that will be afloat is that people need places to stay. If you lose your home in a foreclosure, you still have to live somewhere. That's one niche that in Milwaukee, as long as we have housing funds that come from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, we're going to have low to moderate and income housing.
Mahan says, why not arm people hungry for gainful employment with valuable skills in the process? For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with Stephen Mahan, head of the City of Milwaukee's Community Development Grants Office. Another break now, and in just a moment, an employment expert talks about how to bridge your resume writing skills gap. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.